card. Go for it.
Okay, so...
Alright, I got sound from you now.
Okay, so where do we leave off? Let me try and...
I don't know how much we got at all, so that's why...
Oh, Jesus. You want to go back and listen to the end of it and see what...
Hang on, let's see what I got.
Not possible.
I'm trying to see where that went. Skype recording. I would like to play it. Hang on, it's loading it. Let's see if we got anything. Balls.
Typing.
What?
What?
Typing.
Yeah, well, I was tweeting. And it's weird, because I don't, like I said, I don't know where the fucking microphone is on this fucking computer. So I'm assuming the reason I got really quiet was that I think it's up by the speakers. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Am I still at a good level or no?
You sound fine on my end. I'm assuming you're okay on... Start talking again?
Yeah, talking. Here I am. Rocky
can
like
you
a hurricane.
Crank your input up a little bit?
Okay.
Probably on control panel. I assume. I don't know if I don't fucking know Windows anymore.
I guess no. It's just Vista at that direction. No.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Speakers, headphones. That is really not good. Okay.
It's okay. I'm probably still a little congested.
Jesus, what did I do to you? Wait, is that you replaying the thing, or is that
yeah.
you trying to talk to me? Okay, thank God. I was like, what the hell did I do? Is that better?
Yeah, we got nothing from you in the last time.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. It's just me talking to myself.
Oh, fantastic.
About the cold, and it's just like, I'm like, yeah, it's part of the same cold. Well, that was fast. Yeah, I'm congested too.
Okay. Do you want to try it again and see if it'll work this time? Cause,
well, I see levels from you now. It's just it's lower than mine, that's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll reset and actually before what else are we gonna do? I mean we'll do Turtles Forever. I'd like to bring up Batman Arkham Asylum because I've been playing the hell out of that game lately. Really, really want to talk about that because I'm really trying to get you to fucking man up and find that one.
It's on my Christmas list.
Yes, I know. What else? What else we got to talk about? Things that were because we can't talk about comics. So
no.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll just what you were gonna say? You went no, oh.
Oh, I put out a tweet that said, if there's anything you want to hear us talk about on this week's Internet Boyfriend, speak now. And Mock Writer replied back with how I suck at retro video games because I was having a conversation with him that I really am not good at anything from the NES and SNES, like, you know, pre-PlayStation stuff. Because I never had – I had a Nintendo and then I had a PlayStation, but I never had any sort of system in between. I never had a Genesis.
Yeah.
I never had Super Nintendo. So I suck. And especially because I'm so frustrated by those games. It seems like there's so many – like, especially playing, like, Super Metroid. That's what I was playing this week. Like, there's so many times in that game where I get to a point in that game where I just say, I'm not playing this anymore because it's so goddamn frustrating. And I have to put the controller down and walk away from it. No, I'm serious. It really is so frustrating because it's like, why do you put that in your game when you know it's fucking frustrating and hard to do? You know, like, why can't you just make it easy? And he was like, games aren't about being easy. It's about having skill and, like, learning something and whatever else. And I'm like, no.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, to me, games are about, like, the same thing about the comic books. You know, like, that's why you were saying, like, you didn't know if I would like Asteroids or Asteroids.
Asterios Polyp.
Asterios Polyp. You didn't know if I'd like it. I think the reason is because I think most people believe, and I think you're in the right of thinking, that most of the time when I read comic books, I'm all about just, like very snappy writing and just, like, someone getting punched in the balls or, like, something along those lines. You know, like, that's, like, I'm very, like, Like, I need a lot of superheroes that are very snarky, you know, or like, are very, you know, like a crazed journalist from the year 3000, you know, like I don't need those things. I really like well-written stuff. And actually, I really look forward to surprising you with saying my favorite comic book of the year when we talk about comics.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. So, anyways, let's get this fucking done. We'll talk about favorite things or things to be thankful for. So, anyways, I guess I'll start off again. Making fun of Canadian Thanksgiving.
Quiet, hand in the way. Hand.
No, there's no hand. There is no hand.
Now you're a little better.
Okay. Am I staying better? Because maybe
yeah, you're okay. You're okay.
All right. I have a nervous tic where I scratch my face, so it might have just been that my hand was in front of my mouth instead of, I don't know. I'm fucking weird. So anyways, what should have worked and been the beginning of our first episode? Are we supposed to call it an episode or like a, how do you, what's the podcast thing like?
There's no real standards.
Our first instance of the new season, I guess. Whatever. I guess our trial period is over, and we're now moving on to trying to actually
left
do
pilot season.
Yes, yeah. It was pretty good, I guess, for our first four attempts. And now we're moving into all new problems, recording, and moving on. So I think it'd be good since this should go up on Thanksgiving. I think it'd be a good time to just get back into things by talking about things that we are in fact thankful for, if I can pronounce fucking words correctly. Yeah, I'm having a lot. I gotta admit that between the cold medicine and the just generally having a speech impediment, I'm not doing too good tonight, but hopefully it'll be entertaining enough.
Is that what they're calling the Jersey accent now, a speech impediment?
No, I was not lying to you before when I was talking about that comic that will not be named. And I'm serious, I had to go for speech classes when I was a kid, and they gave up on me, and they were just like, ah, fuck them, whatever, who cares. I have a really hard time saying a lot of words, and it's not because of my Jersey accent, it's just my fucking, I don't know, I just have problems with talking. Soldier soldier was the worst word for me. I always get like solider, something along those lines. I'm telling you, people wonder why I hate other people, and I'm shy, and I keep to myself. Like, if I'm not like out and like in a party atmosphere, I'm very quiet because I don't like to talk. And the worst thing for me was always having to read in class, and that's why this is always very nerve wracking for me, is because I have to be on point for a whole 45 minutes, unless I want this to sound like it's all edited and shit and everything. Although I probably will edit the hell out of this. And yeah, so whatever. Anyways, so we left off, I thought, around Canadian Thanksgiving, but I've just been informed that it was around Columbus Day, apparently.
Around. Apparently, as we discovered today, Columbus Day and Canadian Thanksgiving have happened on the same day for the last 3 years at least, so I have to assume this is a fairly common occurrence that I never noticed before. I'm 29.
I think I'm getting even more delirious because now we're gonna have to talk about the same things we just talked about.
What do you mean? We've just started talking. I didn't accidentally not record your side of things at all.
It had nothing to do with you. I blame it all on the computer.
It's my computer, if anything. It's not yours for sure.
Whatever. It's not my computer. It's Rachel's that I'm using tonight. So.
Oh, let's just blame Rachel then.
Yeah, it's definitely her. Although you know she's gonna listen to this, and I'm gonna get really fucking nut stapled. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, in a non-delirious tangent. So we learned that Canadian Thanksgiving is on the same day apparently as Columbus Day. We learned that what the hell is it? Smoked turkey is really good. It just tastes it tastes really good. Smells really weird. Smells like a rotten football. But tastes okay. I guess that's why.
And deep fried turkey is delicious.
Yeah, deep fried turkey is the best. So I guess it would be like deep fried turkey, then turducken, then smoked turkey. But then again, I don't know. A good juicy turkey might outrank the smoked turkey. But it was pretty good because apparently you have to eat smoked turkey at room temperature. That's what I was told. So
that might be when I've had it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. All I know is it comes from Tyler, Texas, and it's like the Rachel's hometown. Like thing, I don't know. So, Anyways. Oh my god, your fucking robot voice is back.
Oh no, hang on.
Oh.